This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
A beautiful morning. It is 11 minutes past 8. That's what the time is right now. Good morning. Let's get into our conversation proper. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. And I'm already sure you heard just a bit of it in the 8 o'clock news update read by Kalada just a few minutes ago. Yesterday, we had JAMB exams across different parts of the country. The board had said it was going to reschedule for some candidates who could not sit for the exams yesterday due to technical glitches. Fabian Benjamin, who's the head of public affairs protocol, said this after a meeting. At the moment, they are still currently in the meeting. Unfortunately, we were supposed to have Fabian Benjamin on the show with us, but he had called in just a few minutes before I came on air to apologize and say it would not be very possible because they're in the meeting at the moment, and that might take a while because they have exams to conduct. And so we would have to get details from him another time. Sadly, too, I had two guests on the show. The second also had, who was a guardian to one of the JAMB candidates who had some very unpleasant experience during the exams yesterday, had also opted out of the conversation this morning for personal reasons, he says. So it's going to be just you and me on the show this morning, and critically, we are going to look at how far JAMB has come since it chose to go digital. Now, at the time I took JAMB, it wasn't this way. It was very analog. Very, 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 very analog when I took JAMB. So, and the idea was if we go digital, it was going to really solve a lot of those problems. It was going to make the process seamless. It was going to be faster. It was going to be easier. You know, the talks about how you can register from anywhere without stress. All of these things. Well, now we are going to hear from you because on Facebook we are live, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. So you could be a part of the conversation there. And tell us, would you say that the whole process for the JAMB, from the registration to the exams itself, has the process been made simpler? Has it been made easier now that it has been digitalized? Would you say it's easier? Have we eradicated all of those hitches now that it's been digitalized? In fact, just last year, JAMB went a step further to introduce, it was called some sort of communication system, but it was going to be digital as well. Yeah. That was another move that was made by the commission. It was going to go digital, and it was going to be a communication system. And the 1st of January was set as the deadline for that to happen. This was sometime in December last year. It said it was going to digitize all its communications from January 1. That was what JAMB had said. It also introduced the digital system, digitalizing the confirmation of examination process, which was the first attempt to automate the entire civil service and its activities. And Ishak Olariwaju Olede said that the exercise was going on in all 36 states, including the FCT, saying that the board would continue to take critical steps to deliver on its mandate. It described the process of conducting the exams as being smooth and hitch-free. So, many had high hopes. It was almost like we had before the elections where BVAS was talked about and you know, we said we're going to transmit results electronically and people are raised questions. I think a similar situation. But for many people who experience certain issues, if you heard from the news, I think I'll just go back and play that for you to hear. Because some candidates who sat for the exams in Port Harcourt were not very, did not really find the situation pleasant. Some other people had a different opinion about how the process went. So I'll just let you listen to the diverse opinions that we had after our correspondent visited some of the centres.
The exam was okay. I didn't experience any system error. I answered all my questions and submitted. The problem was the delay. I was supposed to write by 12, but we ended up writing by 3.
When I started the exam, they're showing me processing redefined. At first, I thought it was just system stuff. I waited there for like 2 minutes. I raised my hand up and they switched the system. I opened it again. The same problem, processing redefined. Then I grew angry. I was like, people are writing, I'm not writing.
The system was okay. Everything was okay. I just wrote the exam and came out successful.
Literally, this year, I've not yet heard any complaint about the system shutting down. But last year, myself encountered it because the system shut down like 30 minutes before my time finished. It made me to repeat jam again this year. I'm really hoping for a good network and a good system.
Some of the questions Fabian Benjamin would have indeed answered for us. For some people who perhaps didn't get to even finish the exams as a result of technical glitches, and like you heard the last man there, he had to take the exams this year. Would that be fair? Anyways, early part of the of 2022, JAMB also introduced a self-service registration platform. This was aimed at making the registration process a lot easier. So, Fabian again had said that the introduction of the self-registration centers was basically to reduce crowd. At the time, you know, we had, we just came out of COVID as well. It was just, and everybody felt it was going to be perfect. But then we still had complaints about how tedious or how difficult the registration process was for so many people, not just in one state, several states. And so, when you look at all of these put together by JAMB, saying, oh, digitizing all areas building up to the exams, including the exams itself now where you have to use computers, because at the time I wrote JAMB, I remember very well, what's that pencil? 2B, B, 1A pencil, compulsory that you would have. And, you know, you had to even go for classes how to tick, how to shade your answers, because that was what we had to do, shade. The papers. That was how it was. But then the computers were to make things easy. And we've had situations where some students don't even know how to use the computers, and that's also a problem. And in other areas, the computers not really functioning as effective as they should. Anyways, so it brings us to how much progress has been made since it decided to go digital. When you look at the hitches that we would encounter when it was analog, whether it's from registration to the exams proper, when you look at that, and now that we've gone digital, you still look at the process. Would you say it's been easier? Has it really been done properly? You know also that over 100 centers had to have their exams rescheduled over certain issues, and JAMB actually themselves had said it was due to technical challenges that they experienced yesterday. Over 1.6 million candidates across over 700 centers are expected to take the exams again. This was a report that was carried on the punch as well, as well as the statement that was released from the board. Candidates who, for technical reasons, could not take the exams are to print a new examination notification early today to know their new scheduled session. So if you are among those who did not take the exams for whatever reason, this is what JAMB is saying you need to do. Print a new examination notification today. All right, so you can go print that, and that's when you would know the new schedule. It also went on to say it is to be noted that about 100 centers out of the 708 centers participating in the exams across the country experienced technical challenges. Now, this is a huge concern. This is not something we're doing for the first time. This is not the first time we're applying this. So the idea is we're supposed to be improving on it and not having the kind of reports that we're getting now, where over 100 centers experienced technical challenges. What kind, and was it not planned for? Is it an unforeseen technical challenge? Well, anyways, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. So you can send us your comments and let us know if you wrote the jam or you had someone that also went to write the jam. Please do all to share the experience on what you saw or what you observed and what you experienced during the exam. So during the registration process, please do all to share with us as well. Would really like to hear from you. On Facebook, we are live. It is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I beg your pardon. On Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So we are live. You can join in on the conversation. Another important reason why we had to go digital was to tackle the problem of exam malpractice. Have we succeeded enough in tackling that? And for those people who, because of these glitches, had to, you know, take JAM over and over again, how are they being? Is there some sort of compensation that JAM has to put in place for them? Because it would be painful. Remember when people were asked that they must have to come to Abuja? If you remember, we talked to Fabian Benjamin that time, and he was trying to explain why that step was taken, among many other unpleasant situations for some people who have been involved in the process. So whether it's from the registration to the exams itself, have we done better? How have we fared? Looking at now that we try to digitalize everything, how have we fared? Do you think it's better now? Share those thoughts with us. The numbers again to call 0817-923-0009. 0817-923-0009. You can also get to us on 0817-923-0007. Again, 0817-923-0007. That is the number to call to get access to us live in the studio. Quickly now, we'll hear from Braid. Braid is on the line, but just before Braid speaks with us, messages to take. We have quite a few of them on WhatsApp as well. Ngozi Augusta Fine says, students didn't write JAM in Oyigbo or River State because of network problem. Prince Ianacho, please, I will be of opinion that JAM should stop sending any candidates to Imo State. Reason being because of the state at home. Thank you. I was also going to raise that. It's just, I think we would have to reschedule with Mr. Fabian. I mean, he has apologized for not being able to get to us today. So we'd have to reschedule with him because these are some of the questions he would answer when we get him. So we'll just take note of those. Okay, this person says, on WhatsApp, this one says, just give us a minute there. Okay, good morning, Ifeemi. He's trying to sort this out. Okay. The adoption of digital process by JAM is a very good innovation. However, the train of this change is faster than the response. I wrote JAM when it was analog, but I had expected that every year we have a target number of more CBT centers to be added to the existing ones nationwide. I also expect that some same mistakes do not repeat itself every year, Femi, which is my concern. The fact that the kind of mistakes that we're having or the kind of complaints are not new ones, but are the same complaints that we experienced in the past. How much improvement have been done in those areas? We'll go for a short commercial now. When we return, we'll go straight to the phone lines and take your calls. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All All right, 29 minutes past 8. Good morning. Let's talk on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. Let us know. Jam has gone digital. Well, some of the hitches, issues that we experienced while it was analog, would you say now that we've gone digital, we're faring much better? Let us know. We had the Jam exams yesterday, and you heard the excerpt from the news I played for you, some of the students and their complaints, and some who felt so comfortable with the process. I also had a guardian who was supposed to speak with me on the show today, because he spoke with me yesterday and wasn't really happy with what he witnessed when he took his son to write the exams. It was really bad. Unfortunately, he had chosen not to comment on the issue again this morning. But and there are many other people. In fact, the commission has also told us how, 100 centres had to be rescheduled for technical hitches, and how much improvement should we be making? This is not the first time we're using this digital technology in that space. We've been using that. In fact, we even went as far as trying to digitalise the communication system for JAB. All of this, would you say it has really improved the situation? Is it now more seamless? We also had issues during the registration, if you remember. During the registration process, same complaints, similar complaints came up from many students. And now the exams itself are still having same complaints. So let's get to hear from you now. 0817-923-0009. And I've also reminded you, for those who did not write, JAMA said, go print out today. Yes, what was said, that you go print a new examination notification today, so you have to go to any of the cafes around to get that done, so that you find the new scheduled sessions and you know when you could take your exams. Yes, 0817-923-0009 and 0817-923-0007 are the numbers you can call to be a part of our conversation. This person says it has only curbed examination malpractice, but it has increased the suffering for students. Joshua Ubong from Trans Amadi. Also look at it. Is it possible that the fact that we are now digital, do you think it may have an impact on the amount, the level of success we record during jams? Because we know that lately it has not been very palatable with regards to the success rates from students who participate in the exams, as against what we used to have. You know, we used to have a huge number of students who came out with good numbers. These days, it doesn't seem to be that way. Does the digital system now being used, does he have any role in that? Let's go to Akrika. Muriel is on the line. Good morning.
Hello, Efemi. Good morning. This is Muriel from Akrika.
Go on, Muriel.
Efemi, when we wrote, when I wrote my jam, you just go with your HB pencil and eraser straight to your center. You sit down, you shade, and that's all. There are no postings of reposting, rescheduling, and all this. It was not there. But JAM decided to change this, maybe because of to curtail my practices. But I don't know if that's helped in any way. Evian, my daughter's friend, a classmate, went yesterday to write.
Hello, Miriam.
Olele, just to enter the bus from Olele, it's 2,500. Over a boundary, yes. So they had to reschedule it again. In other words, the transport, the cost of going there again. And I'm going there tomorrow with my daughter to write Elele over a boundary. And I pray, Femi, that they do not reschedule and they will not have these technical issues. These technical issues, it brings me to the fact that what is even the essence of JAM? You will write JAM and you will go to the school, you want to enter Uniport or any school, and you will still write their exam. And it is their exam that you need, sir. That's the exam. It's what you need to even enter the school, not even the JAM. So it's even stressful, the stress, the cost of transportation, the inconveniences, it amounts to nothing. You still have to write the school exam. So I just pray that they do not reschedule it, because it will be so painful. The transport cost is not...
Sadly, Uriel, I think, Muriel, you got... cut out by the network providers. Well, I think I get a point. Many have also raised that question. after going through all of this stress, the jam, we still have to go take post-GTME. I think I had that conversation too one time. As much as we might not be very comfortable with it, the truth is, at the moment, it's what it is. And it also helps in the screening process too, for many of us, or many of the students who would be involved in the process. Even though we can make a case and argue the fact that do we really need to have both these exams. Braid is in Eliozu. Braid, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes, I think what Marian said just now, I think I'm in line with her. Because they are sending the children out of their environment. And when they get to that point where they have to take the exam, there is technical glitch, and it is not a good one. If a child will pay $2,500 and go for an exam at the end of the day, there is a technical glitch, would a jam take care of the transportation of that child, the welfare of that child that the parents are spending? I think they should be able to see how they visit those facilities and ask the owners of those facilities to upgrade their software. You just allow people to have the laptops, the computers, why they don't upgrade it. Now it is time for exam. You just post children to that. Children are paying $2,500 to LLA. I look at the transportation cost. Sometimes some of them will have their exam by 6:30 a.m. and their children will send them just before that jam day. They will book hotel for them. The children will not get to the exam center. They won't take the exam. I think it's not a good one. If they are bringing the country backwards. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Braid. I said before too, if you had experiences, please do all call in and share those experiences with us as well, as a parent, what you experienced on WhatsApp. This is Peace from Port Harcourt. Says, I was scheduled to write yesterday 6:30 a.m. They started searching by 6:30, and after thumbprinting they kept us waiting till 9 a.m. before we were allowed to enter the hall. Entering the hall, we had server issues. At a point, some were able to start writing and some were still struggling to log in, so the instructor said we would all be rescheduled to write after the 9 a.m. set, only for them to start on printing the 12 p.m. set, assuring us that we'll write by 3 p.m. By 3 p.m., the 12 o'clock set was still struggling with the same server issue, and they kept assuring us that we'll still write, only then to come by 5 p.m. to tell us to go home and reprint again. Those who wrote by that 9 a.m., some complained about their system switching off while their time was still going before they could restore the issue. They already lost a lot of their time, while some didn't write at all, although some of us wrote. This happened at Evinok Center at Elelewon in Port Harcourt. Okay, Peace, thank you very much for the detailed explanation. So those people now who lost minutes because the system has server issues and they're working on it, and then there was this problem, that would, I think it's clear to say that that would affect their results, because it simply means that they have lesser time to answer a certain amount of questions, which becomes even more difficult for them to do, and that could influence the outcome of their result. And who takes responsibility for that? Because they would go home and some of them, their parents would say, you don't know anything. Some of them, their parents would say, you did not read. I'm telling you to read. You've been playing around. You have this. There's also that angle to this conversation. Don't forget how some parents would respond to their children, blaming them and saying all sorts, thinking, oh, they're not prepared. Meanwhile, generally, in fact, the system hasn't really been very smooth to make things easy and seamless for people to be a part of. 0817-923-0009. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello.
Please, can you turn down the volume of your radio set completely? Thank you.
Hello.
I can hear myself. Turn down the volume of your radio, or turn it off, or leave that place completely.
I've done it already. All right. My name is
Mr. Wakamma. Okay, Wakamma, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Ignatius Ajimero.
All right, go on.
Please, what I want to say is this. Because the long story short, we should go back to the old system. Because all what they are doing, I'm telling you, I'm doing this one home now with my daughter. I've been waiting there since I was there since 5 kids. Nothing has been done up till now. They said that there is the accreditation. After the election, the lights went up, the generator, we are still waiting outside here. All the parents are outside, stranded. So the power system you are using, the shading, this country to shade, let them go back, so everything will go smooth. They are trying to track the examination malpractices. I was my own opinion. Because this system, I don't understand. We are not up to. We are not. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Go back to the analog system. Let us go back to shading using the 2B pencil and your eraser. And that was all you needed to go write your JAMB exams. And that was it. And that was it. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes, this is Solomon. Calling from LMJ.
Okay, Solomon, go on.
Yes. My brother, it's high time for everybody to condemn this classes in this country. If you watch what happened towards election, I recall back 25th of February, it won't go out from my memory. Me, the same thing that is beating itself and it jumped the board. Now, who like, what kind of sentence is coming up? Because I'm scared, because this system is going down every day and nobody's talking. Now, can you imagine the trauma? Can you imagine that some people can be run out and lost their life along the process and people that have duty? No, it's high time all these people that is handling this sector should be go to book. Try those people, convince them, because they are the problem people. I don't know what to say again. I'm speechless.
So, would you prefer if we go back to the analog system of writing exams?
Yes, we'll go back to analog system. But those people need to brush your book. They have more time to Nigeria than any other person.
All right. Thank you very much. So, I think indirectly saying people should need to audit or investigate JAMB because of the monies that have been put in there to make this process seamless, and it seemed not to be seamless. And honestly, it seemed like it's also costing some students they are shot at getting into the higher institution. Because if you listen to the excerpt from the news, some were saying he had to come back and write again because the last time he couldn't, the time was running out, he was having network issues, he couldn't finish, he had to come back now to write. Hopefully he didn't go through the same situation and he makes it this time. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chidima calling from Omoko.
All right, Chidima from Omoko, go on.
I left Port Harcourt yesterday. In fact, my younger brother's exam was at 6:30 a.m. yesterday. We had to lodge. We left very early. In fact, we left the previous day to lodge in a hotel. And then only for us to get to the center yesterday, we stayed till 3 p.m. I didn't even go to work yesterday. We're telling us that.
Ah, Chidima. Please do call us back so we can get more details there. I got rudely interrupted. I think it has a lot to do with the service providers. If you're having difficulties getting to us using the phone lines, I think that's some technical, or I beg your pardon, network issues. Send us messages on WhatsApp as well. You can very well use the WhatsApp portal. The number is 0809-030-6416. You saw Peace there. Peace gave a detailed explanation of her experience during writing during the exams. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. The phone lines again are 0817-923-0009. Again, 0817-923-0009. You can also get to us on 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. The numbers you can call to join in on the conversation. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Morning to you.
My name is Godwin. Hello from Port Harcourt.
Okay, Godwin. So, yes, talk to us.
The story I'm hearing on Nigeria Info is very sad because I want the candidate of JAMB.
Okay.
I would like the government to look into the dams issue and go back to the 20-day test. That is easy for everybody. So even at time, it is easy to accredit students, and the exam goes on. This computer-based test is messing up the system. And for students, both students and students. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Muriel is back from Akrika again. Hello, Muriel. Good morning.
Hello, Andrew. So sorry. Let me just put. Did you know that last year my daughter wrote jam and she came out, she passed it in flying colors? I was so happy that my daughter would get into school. Getting to school to write the post-CTME, they have technical issues. Can you imagine what this country is doing? You will want to write exams into the school and they will subject you to digital exams. But when you get into the university, it's all totally analog. So what kind of hypocrisy is it? Why are we deceiving ourselves? Because of technical issues, my daughter could not even answer up to 5 to 10 questions. A computer will shut down, it will come up during the post-CTME. And she couldn't get into school. But she got a job in flying colors, excellent colors. So what is the essence of this thing? Is so frustrating, Femi. Can we address this thing for once? She passed JAMB, but she couldn't get into school. She passed on our WAEC, she passed JAMB. I was so happy. But she couldn't get into school because of technical issues to write post-CTME exam. So can we just write the post-CTME? And can we just do everything manual in this country? We have not reached the stage of getting a digital. Or if JAMB are insisting that they want to give us digital, they should create centers in all the states. This is JAMB Center. This is JAMB Exam Center. Do not use schools. A big center, they go like a big school, and when you get there, they just focus all their energy on their center so that there will not be technical issues. Let them just get this right once and for all. Stop using secondary schools. Get your own hall, your own jam center, just one, even if it's just one in a state. Allocate people, let it be different days for everybody. Go to jam exam center. One big, massive one. Let them start building.
All right,
let them plan.
Muriel,
they are frustrating us too much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I can indeed feel the frustration in your voice. Great idea if that would happen, but you know, these days we now have cafes that approve centers for JAMB exams. We have different ways. If this is looked into, that recommendation, hopefully something that JAMB will consider. With regards to the post-GTME and JAMB exams, I think Fabian Benjamin spoke about this the last time. Hopefully we'll get more clarity on it when we get to speak with him again as to why JAMB, which many would think supposed to be the criteria to get into the university, isn't what determines now. The JAMB almost just qualifies you to go and take a school's post-UTME exam. Michael is at Wimpy Junction. Good morning, Michael. Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
The present handlers of JAMB have totally disgraced this country educationally. We have heard people cry their hearts, women shouting. This is just a very simple sample of what is going on now. We're having more than this issue. Sometimes when this candidate start writing the exam, this won't even come up. The computer won't come up. And at the end of the day, they wait for to write under it. I am saying that the handlers of this JAMB now are supposed to go to jail. Let them arrest them because the federal government have put in so much money that even India cannot compete with Nigeria if they sincerely have done what they are supposed to do. My own input now is that they should go back to the analog because this one, they don't even, you spend money, you have nothing, you're not getting anything out of this. Students are being frustrated, taking people to far places to write the exam, and at the end, there's nothing to show for it. My name is Gordy Mike.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. What's up? JAMB and UTME is an avoidable inconvenience to citizens. It's only there to make returns to government. I can't see the relevance at this time in our development. Why can't our university recruit their students? If our students can apply to foreign universities with SSC or GCE and secure admissions, why can't same work here? JAMB and UTME is regressive. It should be stopped now. Valid points raised as well. Very valid point. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
My name is Sylvester. I'm calling you from Eneka.
Okay, Sylvester. Go on.
Yes, this the issue of this jam. My brother, yesterday I took my son to you to Ashgrove Academy, Uniport, University of Port Harcourt, University. From the morning session to the afternoon session, none of the sessions start for that examination. Technical hitches. There's no network, no server. We are told that the jam, instead of using the server at Ashgrove Academy yesterday, they came in with their own server, which did not work. The sister, the 9 a.m. session did not write. The 12 midday session did not write. Throughout yesterday, we were there till 6 p.m. Nobody did anything. In fact, I am of the opinion that this analog system should be, we should go back to analog. That is the only solution to all this problem. I don't know what is happening in Nigeria in all the sectors. And the most annoying part of it is that nobody is being held accountable for all this rubbish that is going on in this country. Some students came from Imo State, some came from Warri, some came from all far and near. In that particular academy, nobody wrote any examination yesterday. What do we call that? And nobody seems to come out. Nobody wants to come out to come and address the crowd. Until we started protesting, the parents were just shouting up and down. Some women were just crying, rolling on the ground because last year their children missed this examination. And today, this year again, they are about missing it if the examinations are not rescheduled. Everybody is upset. Something needs to be done in this country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sylvester. Kinsley is in Rumokushi. Good
Hello?
Morning, Kinsley.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Kinsley from Rumokushi.
Go on.
Okay. My brother, I'm very sad. Not that I'm sad because of the money we are sending. Can you imagine in Benin Republic here, if you are looking for admission there, once you make out the maximum credit they require, you are going to university direct. So, and it's not that the Nigerian system of this education is better than their own. You know that from my own view as a human being, JAMB is a scam. It's a fraud. After finishing writing WAEC, NECO, GC, and whatever, you are still packing some protocol that doesn't exist. Let them scrap jam. Let's know where we are going to. Even the analog system says, because they can see twisted, their manipulation, exam manipulation, and whatever can still occur. If they want to encourage people to go to school, let them scrap jam. Jam have caused many people hand and go. Some West Africa country, they are using that. Once you make them, they are distant target. You are going to school direct. To avoid this humiliation and the trauma. Thank you.
All right, Kinsley, thank you. My one question I would want to raise now would be for those centers where, I mean, monies were earmarked for this process. And now, if we're having these problems, it means some people within that board didn't do their job or didn't do their job properly. I haven't heard over the years when we've had all these complaints that, it was investigated and some people were, prosecuted and then the results of the investigation was made known as to what would have been the cause. I think JAMB is one area we really need to have, if possible, the graft agencies look into, because all those monies would not be put in there. It's just like people are shouting, INEC, we need to investigate INEC internal audit, they need to do this and do that. I think similar things should be done for JAMB. We cannot have all of this, which would in turn affect some students got affected, and I came back this year to write, and already some of them might have to come back again another time because of what has happened and how it would affect their output. And then everything finishes and we just smile about it. We do not get to hear anything else. This technical glitch, the board is owning up to, fantastic. But then somebody has to be questioned. Somebody whose job it was to ensure that this was done properly and monies were paid for it has to answer certain questions. Why is this recurring? It's not a new problem. It's the same problem we had experienced before. We'd have to draw the curtain here.
Thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.